Trump, DOGE deny federal housing, jobs benefits to illegal aliens. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 15, 2025. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, is reportedly cross-checking federal data to prevent illegal aliens from receiving housing and employment benefits, according to a recent report. DOGE's effort is backed by President Donald Trump, who signed a presidential memorandum on Tuesday that aims to prevent illegal aliens and other ineligible people from being able to receive Social Security Act benefits. A White House fact sheet explains that the memorandum directs the administration to ensure ineligible aliens are not receiving funds from Social Security Act programs. The fact sheet added that the presidential memorandum from Trump expands the Social Security Administration's SSA's fraud prosecutor program to at least 50 U.S. attorney offices and establishes a Medicare and Medicaid fraud prosecution program in 15 U.S. attorney offices. The memorandum requires the SSA Inspector General to investigate earnings reports for individuals aged 100 or older with mismatched SSA records to combat identity theft, the fact sheet continued. Trump's recent presidential memorandum comes as affiliates from DOGE are reportedly looking to kick out existing mixed-status households in an effort to ensure that undocumented immigrants do not benefit from public programs, according to The Washington Post. The outlet noted that while the White House did not reply to a request for comment, a Department of Homeland Security, DHS, official explained that the government is finally doing what it should have all along, sharing information across the federal government to solve problems. Per the outlet, staffers from the Department of Housing and Urban Development who spoke on the condition of anonymity explained that officials are working a rule that would ban mixed-status households. At the Department of Housing and Urban Development, for example, officials are working on a rule that would ban mixed-status households, in which some family members have legal status and others don't, from public housing, according to multiple staffers who spoke on the condition of anonymity out of fear of retribution. Affiliates from the U.S. DOGE service are also looking to kick out existing mixed-status households, vowing to ensure that undocumented immigrants do not benefit from public programs, even if they live with citizens or other eligible family members. This comes as the Trump administration has been reported to have wiped out more than 6,300 Social Security numbers that were given to illegal aliens who have criminal records, terrorist affiliations, or canceled visas. The Washington Post added that DHS has already asked the Social Security Administration for help with immigration enforcement and tracking down fraudulent use of Social Security numbers. But the ramp up is clearly starting. DHS had already asked the Social Security Administration for help with immigration enforcement and tracking down fraudulent use of Social Security numbers, according to a government official briefing on the matter. At the IRS, officials agreed this month to share data with DHS, which indicated it might seek to use tax information to find as many as 7 million people suspected of being in the country illegally, the Post has reported. The acting IRS commissioner resigned after the deal was signed. Breitbart News's John Binder reported that bureaucrats had tried to prevent the Trump administration from canceling Social Security benefits for thousands of illegal aliens in the United States. Several bureaucrats within the Social Security Administration who were reported to have pushed back on the plan have either been removed or resigned from their positions.